Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week. And avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. Live cattle futures seem intent on moving to new contract highs. With feedlots looking for higher cash this week, any gains could push October and December to new contract highs. February accomplished that task Tuesday, but fell back significantly. The cattle on feed report will hang over the market, keeping traders cautious. The last number of reports held bearish surprises in the placement category, leaving many wondering if the same will be true again this week. On the feed numbers, as of September 1st, they're estimated at 100% of a year ago. Placements are expected at 98.5, marketing's at 106%. Hog futures were able to close higher in all contracts yesterday except for October, which was the recipient of some light spread trading. Slaughter pace continues to improve, which indicates both better packer margins and increased demand. Futures made higher highs yesterday, keeping the uptrend intact, which should keep funds buying. Now, December Kansas City wheat's trading up 8 cents higher this morning. December Minneapolis up 10 cents early, adding to yesterday's big gains and strong reversals from Monday's selling. Sometimes it's difficult to tell what gets into traders' heads, what they turned so bearish on wheat, but they've shown little awareness about how tight wheat supplies will likely get this summer and seem to forget too easily that one of the world's major wheat producers is fighting for its survival. Well, December corn's trading 2 cents higher early today, flirting with its highest prices in 3 months, behavior that's uncommonly bullish for this time of year. Now, as mentioned in the bearish points above, it's difficult for traders to get too bullish until we hear more about union members and how they'll vote on the latest rail agreement proposal, as a national rail strike would cause all sorts of problems at harvest time. November soybeans are trading a penny higher early today, holding firm above the 100-day average at $14.50 in spite of navigating through what is normally a bearish time of year for prices. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 35,300 head on offer, 6,800 feeder steers, 4,300 feeder heifers, 13,000 weaned calves, and 5,500 calves on cows. It'll be seen live 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997 and on Superior Click to bid.com. For information, you can call 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com.
At the close yesterday, October live cattle of 57 cents, 146.30. December up 17, 151.07. October feeder cattle down 227, 180.02. November is down 225, 181.27. October hogs down 50 cents at 95.97. Kansas City wheat, hard red winter wheat, the December is up 53 and a quarter, 963. March was up 51 and a half, 959 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 63 and a quarter, 893 and a three quarters. March up 60 and three quarters, 907 and a quarter. December corn up 13 and three quarters at 692. March was up 13 and a quarter, 696 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.